In a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the six-shooter here on NBC. Later this evening, listen to the NBC Star Playhouse with one of your favorite stars. Hear Meet the Press, America's number one newsmaking program. Listen to the new Sunday at Home, and be sure to keep tuned for the dramatic story of communism in America on Last Man Out. It's a wonderful lineup of great programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the six-shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The twilight wind carried the sound of the train toward the two figures who waited, hidden in a clump of maple trees. The sandy-haired man knotted a blue bandana at the back of his neck and pulled it over his face. He mounted his horse and gestured to his companion. The other man fitted a soiled handkerchief across his mouth and climbed into the saddle. A touch of spurs sent the horses forward. The train was crawling up a steep grade now, and the riders guided their mounts alongside the slowly moving cars. And then they lifted their boots out of the stirrups and swung themselves up onto a small platform behind the tender. Flicker of lamplight glinted on their revolvers as they opened the door to a passenger coach and stepped inside. For several minutes, the riderless horses continued to pace the clattering wheels. And then the door opened again. The two men pitched off the platform and rolled down the slope of a barren ravine. And in response to the whistle, the horses trotted up to him.
All right, let's go.
There just wasn't any cause. Carl was deaf. And all the noise the train was making, he couldn't understand what they wanted.
Yeah, I know.
He couldn't understand a word. He tried to make out what they were saying, but he couldn't. And when he didn't hand it over...
Well, we'll get him, Mrs. Davis. Don't you worry about that. The posse's meeting here. We'll start out tonight, and we won't be back until we get him.
That won't do Carl much good.
Well, at least we'll make sure they don't kill nobody else in cold blood.
If only I hadn't have given him that belt. If I just hadn't have given it to him.
Belt?
It was my anniversary present to Carl. We were married 25 years last week. That's why we was taking the train trip over to Cheyenne. And that's why I give him the belt. The buckle was sort of silver-like.
What did that have to do with...
It was a belt they wanted. But Carl didn't understand when they asked him. He'd already handed over his money and his watch, and then one of them noticed the belt, and he said, "That buckle's silver, ain't it? Give it to me." Carl couldn't make out what he was talking about, and the fella got real mad, and he jabbed a gun into Carl's side, and he pulled the trigger without even giving Carl a chance to...
Easy now, Miss Davis.
And even though Carl was dying, that outlaw took the belt off him anyway, and... It wasn't a silver buckle, Sheriff. It just looked like silver, but it wasn't the real thing.
I sure must have been sleeping sound or I'd have heard him ride up. Of course, they've probably been as quiet as they could under the circumstances, but I usually wake up when I'm out in the range and somebody's prowling around my neighborhood. Well, Scar, he heard him, and he let me know it. Why, what's the matter, boy? Is there something? It still wasn't dawn, but there was enough light so that I could see the barrel of a .45 and a firm-mouthed fella standing over me pointing the gun at my head. Howdy.
What's your name, mister, and what are you doing out here?
Well, I was sleeping.
Don't get funny. We want straight answers and we want them quick.
You two of you, huh?
At least two.
Oh?
We're waiting, mister.
My name's Ponsett.
Britt Ponsett.
That's right. And as for what I'm doing out here, well, this is a free range. A man's got a right to cross over it and stop off once in a while and take a snooze if he takes a mind to it.
You trying to claim you're the six-shooter?
I'm not claiming anything. You asked my name, I told you.
How do we know you ain't lying? How do we know that's who you are?
I guess you don't, unless you're willing to take my word for it.
Let's see your gun, mister.
How's that?
I've heard folks tell about the gun Britt Ponsett carries.
Oh?
No, but don't touch it. I can see it plain enough.
What do you think, kid?
I guess he's Ponsett, all right. Leastways, that six-shooter sure fits the description.
Oh?
Besides, it didn't seem very likely he'd be one of the fellas we're looking for.
Huh?
Well, there's two of them, and he's out here all alone.
Oh.
Of course, they could have split up, but fellas on the run ain't apt to do that.
Yes, right.
Well, we're sorry if we woke you.
Mm-hmm. It's getting up time anyway. Just who is it you boys are looking for? A
couple of outlaws held up the Cheyenne train last night about 4 miles east of Black Ledge.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, there was some shooting, too. One of the passengers.
We're out hunting the bandits. And my name's Kit Springer. This is my brother, Lex.
Oh, yeah.
Pleased to meet you.
You fellas all alone?
Oh, no. There's a posse. A little way back. Sheriff's leading them. But he thinks the robber's headed for Patch Canyon, so he's taking the posse there. We don't see it that way.
You don't, huh?
We figure them outlaws will try to get through Miller Pass. If they can make it, they'll be in the clear.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
You, ain't seen nobody tonight?
No, I can't say I have.
Reckon we figured wrong, then. They'd have to come by here on their way to the pass. This is the only trail, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right. But not seeing them doesn't guarantee they weren't around. The way I was sawing wood, they could have stumbled right over my bedroll without me knowing it.
Well, I guess even if our hunch was right, we couldn't find them now.
Why is that?
We don't know the route from here on. We ain't never been through the pass ourselves. Say, you ain't traveling in that direction by any chance?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am. I'm riding over to the Jefferson Ranch on the South Slope.
Well, that's great. Looks like we struck it lucky for once, Lex.
What do you mean, kid?
Well, maybe Ponsett wouldn't mind us riding along with him, seeing as how he knows the way. And if we did run into them bandits, it'd be three of us to take care of them.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'd be mighty glad to have some company, but it seems to me like you're letting yourselves in for a pretty long trip, just on a hunch. It's over a day from here through the pass, and there's no certainty the fellows you're after have even taken this trail, you know.
Oh, I guess we can spare the time. There's a $1,500 reward being offered.
$1,500? Oh, wow.
If the posse does catch him, the money will be split 40 ways to breakfast. We won't be losing out on much. But if we run into him ourselves, well, you see what I mean.
Sure.
If you ain't got no objections.
No. Like I said, I'd welcome a little company. I'll fix us some chow and then...
We already had breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, how about a cup of coffee anyway?
Well, that's mighty kind of you, but maybe we ought to get started. In case them outlaws did get past you during the night, we wouldn't want them to pile up too much of a lead on us. We could stop for food later.
You boys sure are anxious.
$1,500 is a lot of money.
Well, that's true enough. Okay, I guess I can hold off a couple hours.
Get the horses, Link.
Yeah, sure.
Can I give you a hand with that bedroll?
No. I can manage.
Yes, sir. It was real lucky us bumping into you.
How's that?
I mean, you know on this trail and all. Otherwise, we'd have had to turn back.
You fellas may be off on a wild goose chase, you know.
No, I just don't think so. Somehow, I've got the doggonedest feeling we're headed right.
Well, as soon as I get Scar saddled up, we'll start finding out. Easy, boy. Easy now. It wasn't much of a trail. Just a little rocky path that hugged the side of the mountain and wound around tighter and tighter like the string on the top. It was hard riding, too. Every now and then we'd come to a horseshoe turn, and the horses had to cut so sharp they pulled their back legs in under their bellies and left us sort of hanging out over the ledge, looking down at an awful lot of air.
Easy, 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 easy now.
Boy, I got a hand of the Springer brothers. You know. They didn't complain. I'd taken this route before, so I knew what to expect. It was all new to them. After three or four of these loops, though, they did start dabbing their foreheads with their handkerchiefs, but neither one of them said anything about turning back. And to tell you the truth, I was doing a little sweating myself.
That's a pretty steep trail, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, these horses are getting tired. Maybe we ought to rest a spell next wide space we come to.
They can keep going for a while yet.
Well, maybe they can. I'm getting tired myself.
He's right. We can't risk a stumble, not up here.
Okay, okay.
Ah, here. Ah, it looks like we're coming to a good spot up here.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, sir.
Oh, there, boy.
I'm afraid you boys are going to be disappointed.
Huh?
About that $1,500. There haven't been any fresh tracks along the trail. Leastwise, I haven't seen any.
I was so busy riding, I didn't have time to do much looking.
Well, if somebody was just ahead of us, you'd think we'd spot a sign of them here and there.
Maybe somehow we got ahead of them.
Well, in that case, there wouldn't be much point you fellas going on, would there?
Well, we've come this far. We might as well go the rest of the way.
All right, it's up to you.
Sure he is hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I won't be wanting that coffee after all.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm getting rid of this jacket.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's a, that belt there, that mighty fancy belt you're wearing there, kid.
Huh?
I don't think I've ever seen a buckle like that before. Silver, isn't it?
Yeah, it's silver.
Yeah, it's real pretty. Too bad you got it all spotted up like that.
Spotted?
Yeah, that looked like a sort of blood you got on there.
Oh. Why, I cut my hand the other day. Must have been when it happened. I didn't realize I'd smeared up my belt, though. Doggone it. Probably have a heck of a time getting the leather clean again.
Yeah. Yeah, blood stains are apt to be sort of permanent.
Yeah.
It's a shame, nice new belt like that.
We'll return to James Stewart as the Six Shooter in just a moment. Someday, science will find a cure for infantile paralysis, but it takes research. And this year, your March of Dimes is forcing a showdown with this terrible disease. It's testing a highly promising vaccine in the hope of proving this year that it can stop polio from crippling your child. Now, you can give these crucial tests, which are costing extra millions of dollars, an extra chance to succeed. Your help in paying the extra millions for polio prevention is urgently needed. Join the 1954 March of Dimes. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters this week.